Now, the former presidential candidate and Eurovision winner Dana Rosemary Scallon has begun giving evidence for the defence in the trial of her brother, John Brown, for indecent assault. Mr Brown, who is 60 and from Lily Hill Road, Bracknell in Berkshire, has pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of indecently assaulting 2 girls during the 1970s. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now from Harrow Crown Court. Orla, perhaps just first give us the background to this case.
Well, as you say, John Brown denies 5 counts of indecently assaulting 2 girls during the 1970s. The trial has been going on for some time now, and singer and former presidential candidate and MEP Dana Rosemary Scallon got into the box this morning to begin giving evidence in her brother's defence. And she addressed some of the allegations that have been made in court during this trial, which is on its 9th day.
And when she took the stand today, Orla, at one point she broke down in tears.
Yes, well, she first of all spoke about the fact that she first learned of these allegations in 2008, and she denied some of the allegations that have been made in court previously. She said she'd never had a call in the late 1970s from the mother of one of the girls who alleges she was indecently assaulted by John Brown to tell her about the allegations. She said it was absolutely untrue that she and her husband had spoken to this girl on the phone about the allegations. It was untrue they had prayed together. She said she'd never had a conversation with the girl's mother or her family about arranging help for Mr. Brown, and she said she had never mentioned a priest called Father Brown as someone to whom she was going to refer her brother, and she said she'd never had a conversation with the girl or her mother about John Brown being cured. That never happened, she said. Now, she gave this evidence. She did not break down during this evidence. She broke down when she started talking about the presidential campaign in 2011. She said she had been approached by a journalist during the 2011 presidential campaign in October, on October the 12th, 2011. She was approached by journalist Greg Harkin on Grafton Street. And she said that he asked her what was her opinion of how the Catholic Church had hidden child sexual abuse. And she said she drew breath and was going to answer, and just before she could answer, Mr. Harkin said that he had sworn testimony from a girl who claims that Mrs. Scallon had hidden the girl's sexual abuse by John Brown for over 30 years. Dana said that she told the journalist she wasn't able to discuss this, and she told the court she was so shocked and she broke down in the witness box. She also read out a letter that had been sent by Greg Harkin later that day asking her again to comment, and she again broke down as she read out the letter. That night she told the court that she made a statement on RTE's primetime programme at the end of the presidential debate in which she criticised the untrue, malicious and vile allegations being made against a member of her family. She just said it was such a terrible day. She spoke of what she had said on TV3. She said she had been targeted and her brother was collateral damage. She was asked then by John Brown's defence counsel if she had sought to deliberately cover up allegations of sexual abuse made against John Brown for more than 30 years. And she said, I have not. And she broke down in tears again.
And Orla, when is the cross-examination due to begin and how long is this trial expected to run for?
Well, the cross-examination began just before lunchtime, just as I came out to report on the case. It should probably continue for another while. This is day 9 of the trial. It was originally scheduled to last about 5 weeks, but it looks like, from what I've seen so far, that they are going through the evidence and the witnesses fairly quickly. But we are on the defence case at the moment, so it should not be much longer, but I can't give you an accurate estimate as to how long.
Okay, thanks for that, Orla. Orla O'Donnell, our legal affairs correspondent, joining us there from Harrow Crown Court. Now we're staying with legal matters with this